How does having a healthy student-teacher relationship affect you as a teacher?
That's a good question. It's really important to me. And let me say this, you know, students like you make it worthwhile. You know, these moments like this where we can sit down and talk about all the good things that have been happening that's sort of the reserves for, you know, for next year when we come back and things are hard again and students are disrespecting me again. I'm going to remember what you said, and it's going to keep me encouraged for the days ahead.
Do you feel like you have an impact on students' self-esteem? Because you are a woman and you are a mother figure as well as a teacher. So I feel like in a lot of ways, people kind of project their anger towards their home life on you.
That's probably true sometimes. But another thing that I've realized over the years is that being a teacher is a special role because I get to be an adult and an authority figure, and that's very serious. That's a very serious responsibility. But it's different from being a parent because you guys can be at home and you can be having, especially teenagers, all kinds of conflicts with your parents and problems. But the most important thing is sometimes in my relationship with you guys through the classroom, especially as a writing teacher, because you guys write about things, and so I get to know you in a way that I think a lot of other adults don't get to know you. So sometimes I see your pain in a way that other adults don't. And plus, I can kind of be objective, because if you're mad at me, it's not always personal, and I can kind of separate myself from that. And it allows me to be an authority figure that can guide you in a way where maybe you'll hear me sometimes when you won't hear your parents.
So I went to this field trip where there were all these colleges lined up. And of course, naturally, I went to what I thought was the best one, the most expensive one with the better reputation. It's a private school. And I remember I was your teacher's assistant at the time. So when I came back from the field trip with the brochure from Gardner Webb University, I looked at it and I just kind of in the middle of your teaching had this like fit of rage, and I just threw it in the trash can. And I was like, I could never succeed, and I can never go here. Like, I have to go to community college. I can't do this. Like, I'm not good enough. I don't have what it takes. And I just remember you like silently like walked over and like picked it out of the trash can, and you're just like, apply. And that's all you said. You just said the word apply. And then a few weeks later, I come in and I got an acceptance letter, and the amount of shock and the amount of like tears that I shed from that acceptance letter, like if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have thought I could ever amount to that much.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I've believed in you for a long time. And I think you've definitely underestimated yourself for a long time. But also keep this in mind. The reason that me saying that one word to you, apply, the reason that had weight is because of all of the relationship that we had leading up to that moment. Because you knew I wouldn't have said it if I didn't really believe you could do it.